Welcome to the Modern Sage Podcast. I'm Leah Guy, and I'm your host, and this is the kickoff podcast to this new series. I couldn't be more excited to bring this podcast series to you, although I know there's a lot of podcasts out in the world today, so much information, but I hope that you'll find something different here, something meaningful, something personal, and mostly something inspirational so that you can live your best life. It's a place where hopefully you'll gain wisdom and spiritual insight through the interview series that I'll be leading, as well as individual solo podcasts that I'll be hosting on my own, bringing to you content from my personal work. In the interview series, I'll be talking with real people who know the struggle of being human. They also know what it takes to tap into inspiration and make change in their life. And these people will be experts and authors, healers, musicians, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and everyday heroes that walk amongst us today. My passion is to help each of us find our inner phoenix. The phoenix who rises up from the ashes, who can't be held down or held back. The phoenix who has expansive wings to soar and live free. The phoenix who is happy and fulfilled with strength and power in their life. I've been practicing various forms of emotional healing, positive psychology, and spiritual work for pretty much my whole life. After struggling time and time again to rise up, to take risks, to dive deeper, to access my potential and be fully alive, but primarily to come to those places after struggling through several intense traumas. There's nothing I love more than the practice of evolving. I do believe change and transformation are possible for anyone, and it's invigorating when we can find a way to get out of our own way and depend on a higher part of ourselves. Healing isn't a linear line. There's no straight up trajectory to wellness or to having that optimal life that we often dream about. It's about practicing an intentional way of living. It's about being humble and finding our own inner wisdom. And often we find that inner wisdom in conversation and in curiosity with other like-minded people, with people that we can learn from and feel safe with and discuss the realities of what's going on in our lives. It's learning to trust ourselves and each other and to resource different parts of ourselves that will eventually make us feel whole. We are whole. I believe our souls are perfect and divine and were put here on this earth to experience the life of humanity that is filled with suffering and imperfections. But we have the capacity to reclaim that wholeness for ourselves. And it's a beautiful practice. I'm invigorated every day by making life and my own life and myself more beautiful and authentic as I go. And I think that's what evolution is. It's not a tearing down. It's actually a building up that eventually allows us to transcend our pain and suffering and soar on the truth of progressive healing. In this podcast series, we're going to be exploring how to raise our vibrations. We're going to be exploring our traumas, our mental, emotional, psychological, and energetic blockages that get in our way. We're going to be looking at emotional addiction. We're going to be inspired by tapping into our creativity and learning how others make room and that freedom to find their creativity and bring it forward. I talk a lot about our inner child healing and our fears and our wounds, negative habits. These are things that come to mind right away, but the podcast will be so full of entertainment as well as life-changing conversations. We heal when we gain the ability to trust ourselves. We heal when we stop blaming and when we can start using the resources that are available. There's so many resources out there that it becomes overwhelming and we don't know who to trust or who to believe. And it takes practice and exploration and experimentation to test and try on these different ideas or practices so that we can actually step into the pattern of that and rewrite our emotional imprints and rewrite our stories. But it's possible. I just want to be a resource for you. While positive thinking and all of these wonderful feeling ideas and ways of being are a reprieve for some of our day-to-day challenges, we also have to be willing to touch our inner pain. There's such a thing as toxic positivity, and I am not a fan of toxic positivity, meaning I will never just try to make you see the other side of the coin or look for the silver lining. However, there always is a silver lining when we can get our perspective in the right place And when we can align ourselves with the highest part of ourselves, we see the lessons, we see the teaching, we see the struggle as a way that implements our growth out of our pit. We're going to have time here to talk about those difficult parts of ourselves, to sit near that burning fire, so that we often try to avoid it, but that avoidance is just trying to keep us out of pain, which rightfully so, no one wants to be in more pain, but we have to sit with it. And the more we show up and learn about ourselves, and the more we can acknowledge and be honest with what's going on within ourselves and what has gone on in our lives, then we can accept who we are. And when we accept the reality of who we are, then we can step into the reality of what life has offered us with more confidence. And then we realize that we can do hard things. We are malleable, changeable beings who can adapt and embrace beauty, wholeness, and our difficult challenges in life. I hope you will join me here each week. I hope you become inspired and you learn a ton, and that you can add your voice to the conversation and comments or questions. Email them to me. I want you to know that you're never alone. We teach each other, and we evolve in relation to our environments and our relationships. The way out is through, and I'm honored to be a person on your journey to guide us closer to the light. I want to tell you a quick story that may sound a little bit crazy, and I'm aware that it sounds crazy because I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me personally that involved hearing another voice. This happened years ago when I set out to write my first book. I was filled with insecurities and the message that I had to deliver. I was comparing myself to other authors, other healers, other teachers, and I just started talking negatively to myself as if I had nothing else to add to the conversation. I've always known my purpose here on earth was to teach, and I felt like an example for many people, a point of inspiration in some ways, and also a point of example of how tough things can be. But I was wary to set myself as an example to the world through the words of this book. So one evening, I decided to go to a meditation class in New York City. I've been teaching meditation at that point for probably 7 or 8 years, and I was yearning to be a student and allow someone else to guide me. So I showed up to this place, and I couldn't wait to take off my teacher hat and sit for an hour and experience whatever was going to happen. Little did I know, there actually wasn't a teacher that night. There was just an open room where people could gather in silence and meditate together. You know, I was bummed, but I'll admit I decided to stay and participate even though I wasn't getting what I wanted. I was already there. So I got my cushion, I sat down, closed my eyes, and just tried to surrender to what was. And as I said, and as you may feel when you go to new situations like this, it was slightly uncomfortable. Well, I was sitting there meditating, and out of nowhere, I heard a voice. It sounded like a literal voice, as if someone were standing behind me, and that voice began to speak to me. I opened my eyes to see where that voice was coming from. It sounded so clear, but there was no one there. So I closed my eyes again, and I took a breath, and I got back into my meditation, and I just listened. And when I got back into the meditation, the voice spoke so clearly to me that I literally scrambled in that quiet room with other meditators, scrambled through my purse to find a pen so I could write down what it said. And it said, "You are a living spirit guide. This is your path. You've come here to help people heal and to help them confront their true self. We know you're not perfect. That's your humanness. But we've been preparing you for a long time to get to this place of strength, as it's now time to externalize the healing and be of support to the masses. Your strength is the ability to stand in front of others and allow them to see themselves. Some don't like this and they will turn away, and that's okay. But as you stand and be the presence for us, you help others access this healing life energy if they choose. We don't ask you to be a martyr or to not enjoy part of being human, but your path is based on this power of healing energy. That is the reason for the dreams, the peace connection, the traveling in third dimension. When you write, just be as open as you hear us now, and we will do the speaking. We will work through you. We're going to need you to go with us." When I heard that, I first questioned my sanity and was scrambling to try to find somebody to tell about this experience. Now, I've been working in energy medicine, healing work, mind-body connection, channeling, intuitive studies for almost 30 years. And so I've had messages, I've had information, I've had a sense of knowingness. As I said, I do feel connected to my purpose. But the clarity of that voice was something different. And I think a lot of us are seeking that kind of clarity in meditation or in our lives. We ask for signs, we ask for information. And when it came, I was so humbled and yet so relieved that I could take myself, my ego, out of this process and just show up and trust the information that comes through me is not of me. It's from something beyond me. I can't tell you exactly where this voice was coming from. Maybe it was a spirit guide. Maybe it was an angel. Maybe it was, I don't know. But it wasn't my own voice. And it gave me freedom and permission to show up and do my work. And I am so passionate about that and want to bring that to you. So I want you to be able to trust that what you hear on this podcast is never going to be a voice of my own trying to influence you, trying to change your mind, trying to force upon you a certain kind of spirituality or understanding. It's just information that is helpful coming from a life force energy that is beyond us. I do my best to get out of the way when I work with clients. I do my best to get out of my way when I show up for events and speaking engagements because I know it's not about me. This is about you. It's about all of us. I'm receiving the information just as you are. So I want you to trust that about me. I don't have an agenda here. My agenda is clearly to let's try a new media resource and get on that bandwagon and see how many people we can open our hearts to and introduce new kinds of ideas, possibilities, inspiration, hope, practices, tools, and to expand our resources so that we have what we need to feel better, to be whole, to feel connected to ourselves and to our higher self. In no way do I think I'm special because I got that message or because there's some kind of light around the title of spiritual healer or any of those titles. I'm not special at all. Well, we're all special, but there's nothing different about it. It's just the line of work that I do, and I feel very honored to be in this position. I also want to say that as we move through this podcast series, that everything that is brought here, whether it's information about nutrition, about creativity, about humor, about psychotherapy tools, whatever we're talking about, that it's not all right for everybody. And I understand the challenge and frustration with trying to figure out what works. When I was going through my healing crisis after the traumas and the rapes and the anxiety and all the things going on, I can't tell you the amount of people that I sought out to help me weekly, daily. It was expensive. It was time consuming. And I know that frustration of trying and trying and trying again. But what I do believe is collectively, even though something specific may have not seemed to work, the more information that we have, the more guidance that we have when it's good, open-hearted, non-judgmental guidance, the more tools that we have, sometime, someday, we will access the knowledge and the energy of all of that, and it becomes part of our core. And it may have not seemed helpful originally. It may be frustrating. Here's another podcast. Here's another doctor. Here's another author. Here's another expert. Who do I believe? What diet should I go on? I get it. But we have to follow our intuition and explore. Part of healing is being curious to get out of our own way, to step out of our own mind. That's what meditation is so helpful for, to be the observer of our own lives and get curious of what else is possible. How might I see this another way? What if I free this emotion or this energy block? What if I take care of my physical body differently? What kind of effect are those things going to have on my mind, on my heart, on my relationships, on my job? So that's part of the whole process. As we know, healing is a process. It's not an event. The same is true with life. We don't just figure it out, get it fixed, and move on. We're constantly part of the unraveling. We're constantly part of the evolving. And that's the beautiful gift of it, however frustrating it can be at times. If you have interests, special requests. Again, questions, comments, please notify me through email, my website, leahguy.com. Social media, you can find me Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Patreon, at Leah Guy Live. The podcast here will be uploaded every Tuesday, and most will have an accompanying video you'll find on YouTube. I like visual as much as I do audio. And you can follow me on all those places to get the latest update. The Patreon channel is a membership platform for those of you who may want to study more with me on a weekly basis. It's a very nominal fee, and it's a membership that allows you access to live tutorials, events, meditations, and more. So check that out as well. Be well, my friends. I'm so glad you're here, and I can't wait to present to you some of the most amazing people that I'm lucky enough to call my friends and my colleagues and others who have come to me looking for a voice. And I can't wait to introduce you to these people who are important in the world and important to me. So I will see you very soon. And tell your friends and family, follow us. Follow us on all the podcast channels. Follow us on social media. And let's make this be a safe place where we can heal and grow and inspire together. Take good care.